Welcome back, my friends. Chef and the Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green. For those of you who are not familiar with the show, that is the incredible Big Green Egg Culinary Center. And Chef Eric, we've got Michael the Whip Holst with us today, as always. This is great. I've already booked us through September in here.
Did you?
Now, I only booked a show in here once a month. Of course, you've booked almost as many appearances here, of which I do expect to be in on some of them. I will let you know which ones I
really?
Can, okay, I can make.
Fine.
But anyway, no, it's great. And this is such a great center. And I mean, and when you come over here, because of the versatility of the egg, you literally can cook as much on an egg as you can on a flat top.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, when I come here, I do tend to have some sort of a burner, a skillet of some sort. But ultimately, I mean, you're doing everything on the egg. And
so
that's just to make it so it's easier to render down stuff.
So what are you going to be rendering down today?
Well, we're going to start with something called a apple cream cheese rose tart.
See, I had you write apple cream cheese. Rose started getting foofy, and then tart.
Yes.
You mean a popover?
Well, no. It's actually, this is kind of be interesting. So what I've got here
oh, God.
Is I've got some pastry dough.
Okay.
And, we'll go back to that in a second.
Okay.
Let me tell you what else we're doing.
All right.
We're also going to do a tamale, Italian sausage tamale with cornbread and enchilada sauce.
Can I give you a clue? I know you're not quite as hip on Hispanic cuisine as I am.
Really?
Yeah. But Italian sausage
mm-hmm.
in a tamale.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
It might be in your world, but in the tamale eating world of Taco Bell and the places I like to frequent, they don't do Italian sausage.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah. So the reality is that they don't do Mexican food in Taco Bell either.
Well, wait a minute. They got the same names.
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Let me tell you something, brother. I know you've lost so much weight. You're so very good and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you announced just a couple of weeks ago that you'd given up drinking. And my friends, you've stuck true to it.
Yeah.
Although you have increased the number of caveats where you said, it doesn't necessarily mean for the rest of my life, which I thought was a... There was only
well,
one
I don't
of those
want to be
the
viewed
first
as...
day. And the last time we talked earlier in the week, it was like four times you mentioned that. So I noticed it's picking up the pace.
No. I've stayed true to it.
You've been outstanding. But see, that's why I can say with accuracy that after you've had a rough night where you've been out and enjoying the good life, at 12:30 in the morning when you get that unmistakable urge for a munchie, Taco Bell. Unless you're in Panama City Beach, then it's Whataburger, because you can get that 24 hours a day.
Or in Dallas as well.
Do they have them there, too?
Yeah, that's where they started.
Oh, okay. But I'm telling you, man, Taco Bell.
Well, now there's a new one, you know, right by where Bobby G's is in Alpharetta, called Del Taco. And Del Taco is actually a California
place. It's got to be better.
It is better. It was my favorite place. You never went to Taco Bell, but... Yeah, it's really good.
Well, I'll have to check it out. How late do they stay open?
They stay open late, usually. I don't know what these guys are doing.
Well, you wouldn't know now because you've turned your nose up at all that stuff.
Yeah, except that, you know, they've got actually some good, like, they have red bean burrito, green bean burrito.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they've got some actually decent, healthy
Michael,
choices.
Michael, have you ever eaten at Del Taco? Oh, wow. Anyway, I digress. You were, you're doing your Italian sausage...
Tamale,
which is not anything, but it's you. It's a quintessential
It is me. I like doing things that are a little different than
a little.
Normal.
Anyway.
all right, so after we do that, we're going to be doing... Have you ever had a Dutch baby pancake?
No, I don't think I have.
This is an oven-baked, poofy pancake.
Okay, when you say poofy, how poofy do you get it? Does it get?
It can get to be like 4 or 5 inches
high.
Yeah, and then it goes down in the center. It's more custardy in the center, but it poofs up, and then it's like a souffle. Over time, it'll go down a little bit.
It'll settle.
Yeah, but it's something that you have a lot of in certain places in the Midwest where there are Scandinavian influence, and up in northern Michigan.
Yeah.
There's actually, it's funny, there's a restaurant here in Alpharetta, right by Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway.
Nice.
Like that? Yeah. The original Pancake House.
I was just going to say that as a joke.
Yeah. So the original Pancake House, the one that they've got there is not quite like the one that they have up in Michigan.
Okay. Oh.
And in Michigan, I think it's the original one, they do this entire series of different Dutch baby pancakes that you can get. I mean,
oh,
you
really?
Can get broccoli and cheddar, you can get chili, you can get anything on them. I mean, it's amazing. So we're going to make ours. We're going to make an apple German pancake or Dutch baby pancake. But I'm also going to add in some bacon and some cheddar cheese to go with the apple.
Which really do go together
Well, if you think about it, cheddar cheese goes well with apple. Like, think of apple pies.
Right.
And, of course, bacon goes fantastic with cheese. So
bacon literally goes fantastic
with
anything everywhere.
Of course. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to do those three recipes. And right now I've started on this first cream cheese, the apple cream cheese rose. Now, here's the thing. This is a pretty simple recipe and definitely not difficult to do. You need to thin slice some apples, and I used a mandolin because that's just the best way to do it.
You didn't do your Japanese veggie knife?
For speed and efficiency, I did not. I used a mandolin. They're all the same exact height. They have to be very thin, I would say about a 16th of an inch. You can almost see through some of them. And then what I've got is I've got some pastry dough. I took a pastry sheet, cut it into four strips that are each about 8 inches long. So then each one of those strips I spread whipped cream cheese on. Okay? Now, we're going to take... think of it this way. I've got four strips in front of me facing, running away from me with the cream cheese on it. Now I'm going to take some granulated sugar. And we're going to pour a little line of granulated sugar.
The way you said that, just going to pour a few little lines of sugar coming from L.A.,
hey,
that could be easily confused.
Easy. And, so we're basically just running this strip all the way down here.
Well, did you hear the story about Nabisco? You heard a big brouhaha about Nabisco leaving and going to Mexico. Do you know why?
Why?
One of the biggest reasons?
Why?
It wasn't the labor. But, how much sugar do you think Nabisco uses in all of its products?
Oh, my God.
Well, do you know that sugar around the world is 3 times cheaper right now than it is in the United States?
Really?
Because of tariffs and other things to protect the sugar growers and the subsidies. So Nabisco, you figure, what would you say, 60% of what they make's got sugar in it?
I would say, yeah.
If you take that much money that it costs them, how could you not? So I just thought that was a little bit of interesting.
That is interesting.
Factoid and knowledge. So as we all say here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, there's not one person on the staff that would not say...
You're full of it.
Yes, information, that is.
Yes. So what I'm simply doing here, now that I've laid the sugar on the left part of the strip, okay, I'm laying the apples down on the left part as well so that they are on the strip, but they're at about a 45-degree angle, so you've got the sort of rounded edge of the slice coming out of the, off of the edge of the pastry.
And you've got the...
The slices of apple, it's important to do. I used 3 tablespoons of lemon juice and 3 tablespoons of water and microwaved them for 3 minutes. The reason you do that is it'll stop them from browning a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
And it also sort of helps blanch the whole thing. So, and pre-cooks them. So now what we do is we're going to take a little bit of cinnamon...
A favorite spice of mine.
Yeah, and this
is really
good cinnamon.
Do you know cinnamon actually tastes very good in moonshine?
Yeah.
If you keep the cinnamon sticks in it for 3 or 4 months, let me tell you something. Good stuff. I've heard.
So, yeah, you've heard, right?
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
It's illegal.
Of course. Here, we'll put a little more cinnamon on there.
Have you ever had anything with too much cinnamon in it?
Not really. I mean, I suppose it could happen.
I went to a bakery shop one time, which I don't frequent very often because I'm trying to keep my Adonis-like physique. But I went in there, and they had a cinnamon roll. Dude, I've been into that, Chef, and I got to tell you, I spit it out. It was bitter. It was harsh. And it was probably, in the one cinnamon roll, probably 2 teaspoons or more of cinnamon.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Maybe they had a bad day. But it was like, oh, my God. When I told him, the guy got freaked out. He went and ate it. He spit it out, took them all off the shelf. I guess they had made a mistake on the ingredients. But one thing we won't make a mistake about, time to take a break. And when we come back, Chef Eric is, as we are speaking, rolling up his very cute, and we'll have pictures of those. You won't get the recipe, but we'll have pictures of these incredible dishes that Chef Eric is doing, which is a cream cheese what?
An apple cream cheese rose.
When we come back, the apple cream cheese rose will fall off the book.